Welcome to NGA Notable Lectures, a podcast offering a deeper understanding of all things artistic. The Southside Community Arts Center, SSCAC, is the last of 110 community art centers started by the Works Progress Administration. Founded in 1940 by a team of artists that included Margaret Burroughs and Alzire Courtois, SSCAC offered early support and instruction to writers and artists such as Gwendolyn Brooks and Gordon Parks in fulfillment of its mission to support the work of African-American artists and to educate Southside residents on the significance of art and culture for life. In recognition of the center's decades of relevance to its Bronzeville neighborhood, in 2017, the National Trust for Historic Preservation named it a national treasure, ensuring SSCAC's survival for the next generation of Chicago residents. At the John Wilmerding Symposium on American Art, American Communities Then and Now, held on February 8, 2019, SSCAC Director Musequa Myers discusses the center's legacy and its continued relevance for 21st century artists and residents in Chicago.
It's hard to put the background of the Southside Community Arts Center into 10 minutes, but we're gonna move along here. And I wanna set the context of the time in which the Southside Community Arts Center began, because we're talking in the 1940s. But I also want to say to you that each visitor that walks into the Southside Community Arts Center, I say to them as I welcome them that you are standing in one of the most historic sites in the city and in the nation. And that is because we are the oldest independently owned African-American arts center in the country. And as Mr. Brookman said earlier, we are the only art center that is standing from the WPA Federal Arts Project era. And that in and of itself was one of the reasons why I decided to come to the Southside Community Arts Center, because it wasn't on my radar. I have a company, Musequa Myers and Associates, which is a full service consultation and production company in multimedia. So I came to the Southside Community Arts Center as a producer and of documentaries, as well as feature films and radio and stage events. However, as of recent, over the recent years, there have been so many Black institutions across the country, but I'm speaking of Chicago, that no longer exist. However, the need to have a place where African Americans can come and feel inclusive and wanted and learn and be self-expressive is vital. And I wanted to see the Southside Community Arts Center continue its 78-year run for another 78 years. The Great Migration was a part of this development of the Bronzeville community of the south side of Chicago. There were a lot of African Americans that were leaving the southern states to go to the Midwest and the Northeast and the Western states to find a better life, so they were hoping. And a lot of them were running from the lynchings and the beatings and the injustices, and a lot were leaving to follow their families out of the southern states into these other states. And as you can see, there were artists depicting real life images even then. We also wanted to show some of the hustling and bustling and the fine businesses that were being developed in the Bronzeville area as well. And now you're looking at the Southside Community Arts Center. The building itself was built in 1892, and it was lost to its original owner around 1915. And it became a place where tenements and multi-families were living. And then it was abandoned for almost 10 to 15 years before the artists of the Southside Community Arts Center made it its home, made it an art home. One of the most wonderful artists, ancestor artists of the Southside Community Arts Center is Dr. Margaret Burroughs. We talk about her more than some of the other founding members because she gave a consistent 70 years of her life of advocacy for this organization. She was only 23 years of age when she became a board member of the Southside Community Arts Center. And at that time, she was being mentored by artists that were in the Arts and Crafts Guild that were very significant in becoming the foundation of the Southside Community Arts Center. Dr. Burroughs is a painter, an author. She was commissioner in Chicago, and she also taught at DuSable High School for over 30 years. And she was a co-founder of the DuSable Museum of African American History. So as a female, she leaves two real important legacies, and that would be the Southside Community Arts Center and the DuSable Museum of African American History. Our mission has not changed in all of the decades that it has existed. The Southside Community Arts Center still preserves, conserves, and promotes the legacy and the future of African American art while educating the public or the community on the value of art. That is the basis of the mission. And being a WPA Arts Center did not mean that it was getting welfare. None of the art centers were in that position, but it meant that it got assistance, and that assistance was the paying of the art instructors. But these art centers had to have the facility. They had to be able to pay their utilities. They had to have supplies. They had to have lesson plans and et cetera. But it was quite helpful to be able to pay the art instructors. And we did have First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt come to our center and give the dedication speech in May of 1941. The Art Center opened December 15, 1940, but it was formally dedicated May 7th, 1941. And this is how our main gallery on the first floor looked. We were shoulder to shoulder in the Southside Community Arts Center. And those of you who know the city, no Michigan Avenue, and all down Michigan Avenue, we were packed to be a part of this historic moment of the Southside Community Arts Center. Earlier today, we have heard some wonderful information on Charles White. Oh, are we sitting in a place where we can really get to know Gordon Parks? Gordon Parks had his first dark room in the lower level, the basement of the Southside Community Arts Center. And of course, we talk about him to all of our visitors that come to the Southside Community Arts Center. And some people did not know that the film that he actually directed, and that was Shaft. And I always tell the young people, not the most recent Shaft, but the earlier Shaft. Gordon Parks directed that. And at that time, it was the highest box office grossing film ever. And a lot of people do not know that. So I always like to say that, because that's a proud moment. Elzear Couture is one of my favorite artists. And not necessarily for what he did as a talent, but what his philosophy was. He graduated from the Art Institute of Chicago around 1936, and around 1938, he's on exhibition at the Field Museum, and that exhibition was about West African artifacts. And he had developed an affinity for European Impressionism. And what he wound up doing was combining these two forms, the West African art and the European Impressionism, and created these beautiful images of the African American female, which was really important as we took over the image of what we really are as African American people. And so these images of the African American woman became these beautiful strength defying graceful, elongated images that were really more depictive of who we are than the buffoonery that was a part of the early images in American history. Oh, but did we learn a lot about Archibald Motley Jr. today? And I'm going to go forward. Alrighty, Gwendolyn Brooks, and we know her well as the first African-American poet laureate of Illinois, actually taught classes and received classes at the Southside Community Arts Center. I always talk about the fact that the Southside Community Arts Center has always been more than an arts center. It really does respect the word community in its title, and so we welcome the community to the Arts Center. And also, the Southside Community Arts Center is more than a visual art exhibition center. It is a multidisciplinary art center, so there are classes and programs and dance and music and in poetry. And Gwendolyn Brooks is someone that we all revere, and we're glad that she is a part of our history at the Southside Community Arts Center. This particular photograph here was taken in 2005 in honor of Margaret Burroughs, who was sitting in the center on the first row with the hat in between the two persons. And what I like about this is the fact that so many people, when they see it, they talk about the famous photograph of Harlem artists. And what I say is this is the proud day of artists in the Bronzeville community on the South Side of Chicago, representing the South Side Community Art Center. Now, I've talked about some of the early artists, and what I want to do now is talk about some of our present artists. Some of you all might have heard of Theaster Gates. He also worked at the Southside Community Art Center and was able to create and develop programming there as well. He is known in Chicago right now for the way he takes abandoned property and turns them and reimagining them and recreating them in an artistic manner. And then those of you who know about Kerry James Marshall. And he actually married at the Southside Community Arts Center approximately 27 years ago while pursuing and developing his career there at the Southside Community Arts Center. We have great artists that are there now. Raymond Thomas, alrighty, that's a depiction, I think is there, yeah. Satchmo, wonderful. And we talked about the past, I'm giving you some present artists that are working with us now, and I also want you to understand that when I met this young man, who was a recent graduate of Southern Illinois University, he calls himself an Afrofuturistic artist, and I don't think we've seen a lot of these images before, so I find it very intriguing to see where art is going. Here's another young artist that we just was introduced to about 2 years ago, alrighty, Andrea Slaughter. And then I'd like to talk about Rahman Static for a moment. Rahman Static came to the Southside Community Arts Center as a 12-year-old, and he was interested in comics at the time, and the Southside Community Arts Center, 25 years ago, maybe a couple more, maybe 27 years ago, had an exhibition, the first of its kind. It was an exhibition about lead black characters in comic books. And this particular exhibition that Rahman Static saw changed his whole life. And he is known as a muralist, one of the favorite muralists in Chicago. And he teaches muralism or mural painting all across the world. And he got his start right there at the Southside Community Arts Center. Martha Wade, another one of our new and emerging artists. And then we have Sandra Bridges, who is an artist that came back to this profession. She went into teaching in the school system, and after retirement, and I am so glad she came back. Look at this picture of Duke, and look at this next one. I'm not easy to capture. People have tried it before, and I believe this is the first successful capturing of me. The woman is phenomenal, okay? But it's not just me she captures. She captures everything realistically that she paints, and I just think she's marvelous. And not because she painted me, because she just is. Here is the old look, an older look of the Southside Community Arts Center's lobby as you come in. I say that because we have changed this for our new exhibition that's up now. However, when you walked into our lobby, you would see our ancestors' wall that we pay respect to all of those ancestors that had the vision to open up the Southside Community Arts Center when they did. And this might be one of the reasons why we're still there. It's the fact that we own the building. Okay, so that would be one of the reasons why we're still standing, I would think. It made it a little bit easier. And 1994, as you all can see, we got our first landmark status. And in November 2017, we got our National Treasure recognition from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And then in November 18, we were added to the National Register of Historic Places. Now that's as much historic recognition we're gonna get, because that's as high as you go. But I'm very proud to have been able to make that happen for the Southside Community Art Center. You never know who might stop by. That is what this one is about. Danny Glover did come by the Southside Community Arts Center along with other celebrities to show their support and respect for the mere fact that we are still existing and celebrating the beauty and the significance of African and African American art. I want to say that we have had and still have some phenomenal persons coming through, and not just because of the art, but because of the advocacy of the Southside Community Arts Center. That's another reason why I believe that we are still standing, because we keep our hand on the pulse of the community. What's going on currently, you will see it written through our poetry and our literary workshops. You will see it painted. You will see it sung about, and you will see it acted about. And when I say it meaning those issues, those expressions that one need to get from the inside out in a constructive manner. Art is healing. Art is transformative. Art fosters communication. Communication then fosters understanding. With understanding, we should be able to raise the quality of life for each and every one of us. I want to talk just a little bit about the future. We are right now in the process of developing our capital campaign. We're going after $4 to $6 million to restore this historical site to its original greatness and then expand it. That's a part of our vision, and to really secure the sustainability of this organization. And I say that because the Southside Community Arts Center, third reason why it is still there, has been taken care of by the community and the board of directors. And the board of directors was a working board. And since I've come, I've believed and have charted our course to become a fundraising board and a governance board and build a staff that will run the organization so we can open up our resources to be around for another 78 years. I want to thank you for your attention. That's all for me.
This has been a National Gallery of Art podcast.